It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Dozens of Colorado medical providers are offering to help patients in California, where COVID-19 is spiking. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dozens of frontline providers, doctors, nurses, and others with Kaiser Permanente Colorado, volunteered to help in Kaiser hospitals in Southern California. Chief Nursing Officer Sarah Coleman says she feels it's part of her civic duty.
There was no question for me about going to help. That's where the need is, and that's where you go.
Overwhelmed hospitals face shortages of staff, even oxygen, and a highly contagious new strain of coronavirus appears to be spreading there. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A drive-through clinic this weekend in West Denver aimed to address lower vaccination rates among people of color. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there.
If they need to see if you've been vaccinated, this is what you give someone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Early COVID-19 vaccine data show most shots were going to Denver's wealthier, whiter residents. A group of Latina officials felt they needed to address the problem, so they worked overtime to set up this clinic on Denver's west side. It's in City Council member Jamie Torres's district.
Watching some of the early numbers was troubling. What we decided to do was just put ourselves into that process and try to break through a bit of that barrier. And what I'm feeling today is a sense of relief.
She and her colleagues directly called most of the 600 people who got shots. They hope to roll this model out to communities of color across the state.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm Kevin Beatty with Denverite.
The average rent in Metro Denver fell slightly at the end of 2020 to a little more than $1,500 a month. The Apartment Association of Metro Denver shows rent is still up compared to a year ago, but annual growth is the lowest it's been in more than a decade. They say the pandemic and other factors are pushing people away from renting in urban areas. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.